Welcome back, Rage Nation. Got myself Pete here.
Not really exciting.
You got Senior Dixon.
I don't think that's appropriate.
And you got Monsieur Leopard.
Explorers deserved it.
No.
Absolutely.
I was disgusted. I cannot believe they've done this.
Why is wacky? Why is that good? It's just nonsense.
I disagree on that. That's not possible.
We're getting the band back together. We're on a mission. Yeah.
Now we've got a whole new list of things to complain about.
Welcome back, Rage Nation. We are at it again. Got myself Pete here. And we got more Ashes of Malifaux content we're doing. I don't know why. I think this might be just the theme of Ashes of Malifaux. But we're going into the Oceania, and we're just getting another person to help us out with Brody. So how you doing, my friend?
Good, good. I'm always down to chat shit and talk about models. Wild speculation is fun.
I was thinking, and I haven't asked him yet, but I was like, yeah, I know it. I haven't talked to Liam here in a bit. Maybe I should get him for the Outcast. And I was like, well, that's like the third person that I have over there doing this stuff. And I don't know, y'all seem to blend pretty well with our vibe, so I like inviting y'all on.
Oh, I mean, Australia and New Zealand are very chill and indifferent to existence, so it's kind of the general mood.
And y'all have good personalities for the, for our flavor of the month here at Rage Quit Wire, so that's good. Mm-hmm. But since you're on, we're actually going to talk about the factions that I think you're probably most familiar with and play the most, and that's Arcanist and then 10 Thunder. So, sorry, just generally, before we get into it, how do you feel about, after looking at the cards in general, like, you feel pretty good about what you got?
I think Arcanist got some good tools, some pretty strong models in there, some potential for out-of-keyword bullshit, which is my love. Thunders has some cool models. I think there's one in particular that, while he is not individually powerful, he unlocks a lot of stuff in Thunders, which is possibly problematic, but, you know. I think they're both pretty good. I'm quite happy with Madness, Ashes of Malifaux. It seems reasonable and reserved instead of, here's the new busted, good luck. They seem a little...
Yeah, there's nothing like... So far, and I haven't gone through all the cards because there's a lot.
Yeah.
I haven't seen, and granted, that could change once things hit the table.
Yeah.
But overall, I feel pretty good about most stuff I've seen. It hasn't been like too crazy or anything like that.
There's a couple that I'm a little worried about, but nothing near what I was worried about in, say, Madness and then Malifaux Burns.
Yeah. But before we get into the fun, make sure that you guys check us out. You can do that on our Discord channel. Always got people chatting in there, people coming in, talking about various games, mostly Malifaux, though. And you can also see us on the Twitter/X. We have YouTube content that we are putting out a bunch of videos recently and will continue to do so. So like and subscribe there. Definitely the more people subscribe, the more that it's worth for us doing on the podcast, the more video content we do. So yeah, just go ahead and... I mean, even if you just create fake accounts just to get us up to 1,000, that's cool. Just make like 100 dummy accounts that you can just subscribe to the Rage Quit Wire. And then finally, if you want to support us directly, you can do that at patreon.com/ragequitwire. And when you do that, you get cool things like our people in the chat right now, especially Lance, who's super fanboy, excited for 10 Thunder Talk. And you can ask questions. You can just chat. You can throw random comments that sometimes we mention live on air, so it'll make the podcast cut, which is always fun. And you also get the content early. And when we do giveaways, patrons are the only ones that get access to that. So definitely appreciate them. And finally, if you're going to buy all this new stuff, why not use the Rage Quit Wire affiliation link at Give Us Your Money, Please. Thank you -weird.com/RageQuitWire. And we get like 10 cents of that. So it's something. We appreciate it. And, you know, maybe after a year, I actually buy a box. So it doesn't go a long way, but it's kind of one of those things where it's like, oh, cool. I guess we can buy this new box. And then we do, and we do content with it. So we appreciate you if you use that.
Free money's always free money.
Getting into it. Yeah, it is one of those things where it's just like, we appreciate people using it. And I mean, we use it to make more content for y'all. So really, it's just an endless cycle of us fueling each other's addictions here, right? Like, I get all this, you know, random plastic crack. Everybody gets some content to listen to. Everybody's happy.
Exactly.
Maybe not happy, but we're here. So I do want to start with the Arcanist first, because I think that's going to be a little less kind of going all over the place.
Reasonable, yeah.
So I post in chat for people that are listening, our two patrons right now, the link for that, so you can check out the cards. So I don't know, is there a specific keyword you want to look at first, or I don't care, really care how we go down it?
I don't know, we can start with your favorite, the old Elemental Academics, or Academics for this case.
Oh, man. Yeah, so we got the Boxers and then Arun.
Arun.
Roger Arun, I guess his name. So, yeah, this one's kind of interesting. So they are academics, and they are, you know, MNSU. So
with Tony,
you know, the boxer lady. Yep, Tony, she can use it. So looking at the Elemental Boxers, it's an interesting model. It's defense 6.
Which is
awesome. So I feel like if you know, yeah, I was going to say, which if you know they're not going to attack your willpower, that's pretty decent. So I don't know how I feel about this model, though. Like, it seems okay. Like, the mantra where if you concentrate next to it, you can ping damage. So, I mean, in Sand Deep 2, where you're doing that a bunch, you could really ping the crap out of some things.
Yeah. I think they're reasonable. And I think, like, off the top of my head, there's not really a massive lean in Sand Deep towards defense or willpower. So... I wouldn't expect necessarily people to take willpower attacks out of keyword to try and target these, especially because they're not that worth the targeting. Like, they're fine, but I think they're still good. They've got hard to kill, so they don't get one shot, which is always great.
Yeah, good for a 5-stone minion.
Yeah, good for 5-stone minion. Can't one shot it, and that's the risk with cheap models. Quick jab is nice with a finisher, especially in the likes of... Sandeep, where you can actually rack up a lot of
put a lot of conditions out.
Yeah. So, like, a bonus action, deal 3 damage feels pretty good. But I think the main importance is actually the other model in that box. Arun seems pretty good.
Yeah, just looking at the boxer, because people were like, oh, so is this going to replace, you know, the guard model, and I was like, yeah, no, this doesn't replace the guard.
I think you can replace it if you want to go cheaper. Like, I think it adds flexibility
if you're saving stones,
but I don't think it replaces him in point agnostic.
Yeah, because I mean, whenever, and I'll try it because I do mess with my Sandeep crew a lot because it's very flexible and it's very diverse with how you can go. But every time I've not had the Shastar Guard in my lineup for Sandy 2, I have missed it because that little 2-inch push and follow my path and just some of the little tech stuff that he has on his card, you really miss it when it's not on the board.
Yeah, he is just a nice flexible piece. I think, yeah, if you built a list and you are running down to like 2 stones, then maybe swap them out and save yourself a couple zones, but I think in general you're not replacing it with them.
Now, Arun Rajput, this guy is going to see a lot of play in a lot of my lists. This guy is pretty cool.
He's
like Kandara with that whole look at the card, except for now if it's a ram you draw. Mm-hmm. But I feel like he has a lot more useful tech, and Kandara is fine. He has a crap ton of good tech.
I think in theory, if you take both of them, you're getting somewhere like a 55% chance of drawing a card, because you've got the 25% when the other triggers, but you do have a chance of drawing 2 cards off it, which is magical Christmas land, but fun.
Yeah. So just looking at it, he probably has my new favorite demise ability with I didn't hear no bell or hear a bell. Just a little South Park, little nod there, which I love.
Yeah, it's a permanently usable Demise Eternal. As long as you've got focus, he can't die, which is pretty good. I don't think you should ever spend focus on thing. I think you stack 2 up and then you go to town and you accept, unless like you're desperately like this kills something. If I spend a focus, I think you just sit on 2 with him until required. Stops injured and stunned, which is nice. Stunned's the important one. Injured
it
is bad, but you know, you're not going to discount that for it probably.
The stunned, I mean, it's cool that he can, you know, make it where stunned doesn't happen. But in a Sand Deep, specifically Sand Deep 2, I'm kind of trying to learn Sand Deep 1, just get more reps with that. But stun doesn't really kill a Sand Deep crew.
No, but the option is good for a 6-inch aura. That yes. If this is going to matter, it'll matter and you will happily discard that card.
Yeah, now the back of his card is pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, the Fist of the Elements, super... Well, because I feel like he just synergizes with a lot of the different crews. Like the fact that his melee can give out slow.
Yep.
It does have crit strike. So, I mean, if you want to spike for some damage there, you can. But giving out slow can set up your Ice Golem.
Yep.
And then inside fighting, I also think is just pretty good.
Inside fighting seems very strong. It's an obey as a full action, tactical action, and it can give out a concentrate as well.
I mean, because I'm starting to think of like worlds where it's like, I'm going to discard a card, I'm going to punch you with an Ice Golem, huge fist, mm-hmm. and then I'm an inside fighting that Ice Golem to punch you again with the huge fist.
Yep.
And yeah, it just seems pretty good. And you can get a concentrate off of the tome, which is good.
I think it's very good. I think there's potential for that to see out of keyword play. Like, in Magical Christmas Land, I think you could possibly play him in Rasputina 2, because Rasputina 2 attacks through mm-hmm. Ice Pillars. You can set it up where you can, inside fighting her, give her a focus, and then she punches 8 inches away, which is very good.
So, what do you think about good fundamentals? I think there's some jank in there that can really unlock, because you can make something an elemental, yep. and that can get really spicy.
I think, in keyword, that's just... very interesting. It lets you like give it to, I can't think of anyone who's specifically, you can do it on the Shastavidia. You can force the Shastavidia to concentrate, which then sets up Know the Warrior.
Well, I started thinking about, you know, MSNU or MNSU models that it's like, I could bring out a keyword something, make it an elemental and maybe get something
extra value. Kind of
neat off that. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is really exciting.
Like maybe a gunsmith or something.
Yep. Gunsmith.
Just extra gunsmith shots.
Yep. Another thing about it is it's friendly only take a concentrate action. So again, you can take that at keyword and you can start giving out focus. Like, he can't make someone concentrate and get 2 focus, but he can make 2 different models, even if you don't actually make the melee attack. But if you get the trigger, you can still get the trigger. So you can give 2 focus out with a bonus.
Brody, that is one of the fun things about playing Sandeep mm-hmm. is you have a few models that you have multiple models concentrating in the same activation. And I've had numerous opponents be like, I thought you could only concentrate once per activation. I'm like, per model. It's like, I can do it with a bunch of them.
Yeah. And like, it has the, again, has the potential to do some very obnoxious things out of keyword where you've now got a model that's pretty good, reasonably tanky, can do 3, 4, 5 damage and can give out focus to your master, which wasn't the entire reason, but is one of the reasons why Harrison was so good. It was pass token pushes and gives out focus to masters, because Arcanists don't have a huge amount of giving out focus to anyone. They have a couple of models that can give it to, like, in keyword stuff, but there's not many that allow your masters to, like, have 2 focus before they activate.
Yeah, I am very excited about this dude. This dude's, and I think it's interesting that you're talking about out of keyword, which I can definitely see what you're talking about, because if you look at a lot of his actions and abilities, it's not, well, the abilities are, but a lot of his actions aren't keyword locked.
Yeah.
So you can really take advantage of that.
Yeah, they have keyword synergy. Like, Good Fundamentals does do extra stuff for Academic and MSU, mm-hmm. but no one will ever complain about being forced to have an extra focus. Like, bonus action give out a focus is amazing.
Do you think that's worth 9 stones though out of keyword?
I would be interested. Like, it's worth experimenting, because he's a tanky model. He's also got I've Got Your Back as another bonus.
Yeah, why not, right?
And I've Got Your Back is a very, very strong bonus action. It's also got the tag out, so he can swap with someone, so he can rescue them, replace himself, so you're not losing pressure on scenario, and he's quite tanky. So I think he's...
Well, there's a world there, right? Where, because you do sometimes want to mix it up with this dude, specifically if you got like the right cards. Mm. So I could see tag out where it's like switch and then you're just going straight into punching something without even having to move.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's, I'm curious about him in Damien. I'm curious about him in Rasputina, and he's going to be probably auto-include in Sandeep, and probably auto-include in Tony 1. Tony 2, I don't know about.
Well, I was going to say, how do you like him in Tony? Because we've been talking, of course, I'm going to talk about him in Sandy, but how do you see him being used in Tony a little bit?
So I think he makes up a good sort of front line with Tony 1. Tony 2, I have less experience with and against, but she's a little bit more spreading out and scheme manipulation and very big single hits, but they're not really melee hits. Whereas Tony 1, you've now got a model that's very, very hard to kill, a model that obeys your master to make melee attacks, who is a master that is made to make melee attacks and gives a focus, which is very scary. And in the magical Christmas land where someone does bleed her down, you can swap them.
Lance said that Gunsmith and Tony 2 can die in a fire.
Yeah.
Getting touched by the old Gunsmith. Gunsmiths are good.
They are good. The last time I played against Tony 2, I was playing pre-nerf Maxine 2, and I just kind of walked at their bubble and ripped it apart, and everything died. So I understand it's good, but I'm not holding my breath.
So we did this in the last episode, so we'll do the same here, Brody. Mm-hmm. Since they're dual keyword, I like going, okay, are these models better for one or the other keyword? So I'm a little biased here. I think it's obviously better in Sandeep, but that's just me.
Yeah. I think there's a lot more use for them in Sandeep. I think they're still good in Tony. Like, I don't think it's a clear.
I think they're not just good in Sandeep. They just set off a bunch of models in Sandeep, like, to the point it can get ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. I think Arun is large amounts of power. It doesn't matter where he is. I think he's going.
I don't see me not bringing him in Sandeep.
No, and I don't see a massive reason to not take him in Tony either. Like, just,
yeah, he's just good.
He's just good. Whereas the elemental boxes, I think, are almost exclusively for Sandeep. Like, they like having elemental minions around. They like giving out conditions. And those things aren't necessarily a thing that Tony does. Tony makes them more tanky, I guess. Yeah. But definitely better.
Let's go ahead and the next model that I want to, or next set of models that I want to look at is actually, let's look at Colette's models that she got. Because these things are
Colette a little and weird. Damien. So that's my wheelhouse.
So everybody knows, this kind of works out though, because I'm definitely more Colette, and I know you play a significant amount of Damien.
So. I mean, I also play a significant amount of Colette. I was pushing, I was pushing her hard. I was one of the first people to play the two Gearlings, Harris, Corophy, Carlos, just
the nonsense
AP swamp. that was my list for a while, and then other people started catching on. It's good, and these guys seem very, very good.
What do you think of the Blackbird models?
They look good. I think they are very good in Colette, because now Colette has a living minion that can hold magical training that isn't terrible.
That's nice.
Like, yeah, six stones for six health and two shielding when you take the magical training on it is just good. They also add card cycling to Colette because they have repository, which is always good.
Yeah. They put out a little bit of distracted. I've seen this on a few models now in the Ashes of Malifaux just releases. There's these triggers that they've added to a few of these models just called confusing feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love that trigger because it's just like, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to like you or...
Yeah,
I'm confused. Okay.
Blackbirds are also, if you squint, 3 AP models, which is good. They have walk, drop a scheme, which is very good. Like, sure, they have to discard a card out of the repository, out of the config, but for Colette, she's not using those cards. Marker. They do very little for her. So you just get to cycle a card and then discard it for a scheme, which is very nice.
And maybe you can tell me, being a Damien player, but is there a time with your repository that you want to get a model, or not a model, you want to get a card out of that? So would this help that kind of balancing act situation?
Not really. Like, you can just overflow cards if you have too many cards in the config. Okay. You just choose one, heff it out, put the new one in.
Gotcha.
These models are good and I like them. However, there is a massive issue in Damien where there's a slight glitch in the game. You're allowed to relent to their Baron bonus action. And by doing so, you fail to duel. You can grab the top card of the config with Dabblers. And that's a little bit too strong with Damien 1. Until that is fixed, which I'm crossing my fingers, hoping that that'll get fixed. I think these guys settle in really nicely as a scheme runner, as you can swap them in and out, take maybe one less Dabbler or one more of these, or take no Dabblers and just take these. I think it's all reasonable. Shadow Lark.
Other. Let's see here. So yeah, this, it's a henchman.
A 7-point henchman, which is really impactful in Damien, because Damien's totem, the puzzle box, gives fast to 7 or cheaper models, or focus to more expensive.
Oh yeah, you're right.
So this is a henchman that can have fast. Disguised, which is a good defensive ability. Diving charge, so it can get out of combat and ignore terrain.
Yep.
With a 2-4-5 that's stat 6, that either has a trigger to, if there's a marker around, be 3-5-6, which is pretty good, or execute.
Not terrible.
Which, building and execute is very scary. They can only do it for one attack per turn, but that's one free execute that you can force on someone.
Why didn't they make that mass trigger just pouncing strike? That's kind of annoying.
It's an annoying trigger, but I think it's supposed to be a little bit more Coletti. You've got schemes out, you can manipulate it, and it makes it slightly worse than Damien, but if you can set it up, it's amazing. But yeah, Shadow Jump is the other one. Yeah, it's strictly better. Yeah, it's strictly better than Pouncing Strike, because it's 6 inches. And you can place against a friendly as well.
Yeah, and that's kind of one of the examples in the game where I think that's just kind of trying to clutter it up too much.
Yeah.
Where it's like, if that's the effect you want, just call it Pouncing Strike and do the same thing. I don't think it's necessary.
It seems to be generically a thing that happens in war games where they come up with cool ideas, eventually bloat, and then go to a second edition, cut everything back, genericize everything, and then they go, but I could do a cool thing and add new stuff, and then they cut it away again. Like, it's...
Yep.
It happens. It's cool, but I do agree. It should just be Pouncing Strike.
I mean, so I can see bringing these models in Colette. They're mobile. They kind of do some scheming. Like you said, a little card cycling doesn't hurt Colette any.
Yep.
Do you see yourself bringing them any in Damien?
So I think, in Colette at least, I think Blackbirds, you can probably replace one of your Gearlings with a Blackbird, because now you can squeeze a magical training on it, which means you've got more keyword models in the list instead of just a bunch of robots, which is kind of cool. Shadowlark seems just good generically. I think Shadowlark's going to see play in Damien. I think there's potential for a new and interesting list with Damien where you are focusing on hand discard and hand attack, because you can take Irene and Altus Keen, who both have... Well, Altus forces a discard when he activates. Irene has execute triggers. This has execute triggers. Damien has drain magic triggers. And then if you do actions in his line of sight multiple times, you have to discard cards. I think there's potential for a very aggressive hand attack list.
And a very aggressive, I'm going to execute all your models.
Yep. Yeah, bleed their hand out. And also, you're playing Damien. You have as many good cards as you could ever want. So you will drown them in card quality and discard effects, which might not be better than current Dabbler bug, but I'm hopeful that it'll get fixed, and then we will have an interesting options for Damien instead of a reasonably static.
Just optimal, Yeah, and I think Colette probably likes these models better.
I think Colette likes the Blackbirds better. I think Shadowlark is just quite a good model.
The problem with that henchman slot too is that model's Shadowlark's competing with Carlos, Cassandra, who are right in that same point level, right?
Yeah, I think she serves a different purpose. She's more damage dealing. Like, I think she's gives you a bit more damage output in your crew. She's also cheaper. Like, I could see her swapping out for Harris. I wouldn't do it. Harris is amazing, but I think she could slot in there.
That meteor hammer is a heck of a drug, man.
Yeah, like, I could see a list where you've got Corifee Duet, Harris and the Shadow Lark, and you've actually got quite a bit amount of damage, which is kind of interesting
and a bit different. Yeah, I think in a GG where you see more scheme running, that I think you're right. That probably in this Gaining Grounds has a good spot for that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Do you call that one a wash then? You think both keywords like these models pretty well?
I would say it's pretty close. I'd say Blackbird's a little bit more in Colette, and then Shadowlark a slight amount more in Damien, but it's not by much.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and go over to the Chimera and Decemba.
Ah, the one that's very good.
This is the one I think the Arcanist players are having some of the most buzz about as far as the models in the keywords. So,
yep.
I've only looked at the other model, so I'm going to let you tell me about this Sightless Snow and sell it to me here.
So Sightless Snow seems to be the, pretty good one. She gets a mutation, so you get to tailor what defensive ability she has to the matchup, which is amazing. Like, being able to go, they don't have armor, ignore, I'm going to give them armor, or they have guns, I'm going to get stealth and disguised, or butterfly jump. All very, very good.
Yep.
She can arc through ice pillars and beasts, which makes her work for both. And she has a Breath of Frost, which is the, instead of burning, staggered version of Breath of Fire. It's just good.
Yep.
Like,
with a coordinated attack in there, because why not?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dixon will be happy about that one. Yep. Or can transform with the attack. Fine. I wouldn't cheat for that trigger, but it's nice to have. But I think that's the impactful part of her. And then she has her bonus, Primal Runes, which targets Ice Pillar or Beasts. You drop Schemes, which you can do arcing through an Ice Pillar into another Ice Pillar, which seems pretty good. Or into, say, the Blessed, which is a Beast. So you can do it through there. Creating an Ice Pillar as a bonus is also good for a 6. Very good. Or pushing this model. It's a bonus action move, which is great.
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, that bonus, and so this reminds me a lot of Sandeep's attack action, mm-hmm. where just having the
anytime triggers.
You have an option that is not a trigger, it's just like, hey, pick one of these is really good.
Yeah, very flexible, very efficient. And that's what I'd say about this model. It's just a very efficient, very flexible model. However, the other one is very strong.
Yeah, what's the other one? It's
Cedra, the horrifying.
Yeah.
So moves.
Yeah, this almost looks like a Cadmus model, right?
Yeah, it does almost. Yeah, like I think they're going for sort of a Wendigo-y sort of just disgusting cannibal model.
Just nightmare fuel.
Yeah, pretty much. It has. It can attach an upgrade as well, which is amazing for a great model.
Yeah.
It has Demise Eternal, so even harder to kill. And I didn't mention it with Sightless Snow, but its shape change ability does allow it to keep upgrades when it transforms, which is supposed to be for keeping the mutation upgrades, but it also allows you to keep Soulstone Cache. So this is a Soulstone Cache model.
Yeah, it's kind of like got that Miranda effect.
Yeah, exactly. Miranda is a reason. Well, Miranda is annoying because she's a henchman to start off with, so you're only gaining anything from the second, but it's still good. But yeah, so you can put a Soulstone Cache on this with either armor, stealth, and disguised, or butterfly jump, which is amazing. And then it's a 3-4-5 with stat 6, with not terrible, but not hyper-relevant triggers. Terror for Bite's amazing. Dismember is techie. It's useful for Rasputina, but not massively powerful. And then Bloody Fate has ways to draw cards. Draw cards is good.
Yep.
Has push December or, well, sorry, not push, move December or beasts their move, which is nice. And can swap mutation upgrades. Again, very good. And then is an onwards model.
Just a lot of good stuff on this card. And Grim Feast, because why not?
Yeah.
Right. Just options to heal itself.
Yeah. Like,
definitely good.
Very, very good. I could potentially see this seeing outside of keyword play. It's going to be auto include in probably both keywords. It probably replaces a bear in Marcus, because normally you want maybe two bears because they're cool and tanky. Yep. But I think you could play one bear and this and be happy. I think it could potentially replace both bears. If you're only planning on playing one bear and being a bit wider, I think you could just play this instead. That's just a very good model.
I'm not going to talk about Sandeep stuff a lot, but I'm going to talk about Sandeep. Mm-hmm. This weirdly interacts a bunch with Sandeep. It just does. Mm-hmm. It's
just, yep, I could see that.
Because, you know, Sandeep also puts ice pillars out, so you can get some kind of weird combo-y kind of things with that.
Yep. He also has a couple of December models in his keyword. You can use Call of the Mountain to move the Ice Golem, which is just
pretty good. Ice Golem.
Not bad. It is one of the things that I think is cool about Ashes is because they've done all these dual keyword things, it's making adding random other things from that keyword into your list more supported.
Yeah.
Which I think is...
Yeah, there's a lot of cool things going on. But I mean, both... The thing is that will take probably the most practice, though, is just flipping between the two versions.
Yeah.
Because both of them do have some very good elements to it.
Yeah. I could see Cedra staying on the board a lot longer.
Yeah.
Because like also the upgrade that gives butterfly jump also gives flying and plus one move. So now you have a move 7 onward model with flight. Like that will score you every point you need. And can occasionally just blow up a scheme runner because it's a 3-4-5.
Yeah, because she puts upgrades on herself, so even if I bring her out of keyword...
You get the one.
You at least get one. Yeah. Yep.
Which is great. And in keyword, it you is. Stack it like a monster and fling it into someone and just is obnoxious. Probably doesn't die. Like...
Did Chimera in December get anything else or just this mutated?
So model? December got something else. It got a Bayou model.
Did it?
It got Bash.
A Bayou model. Well, I guess, I don't know, you want to pull that up real quick? We can talk about that.
Sounds good, because it's very cool. It's the versatile model for Bayou, but it also is a December model. It is the very, very, very large crocodile.
I guess it's December because it's albino, I guess.
I think the lore is...
10 stones!
10 stones, yeah. From memory, it ate a chunk of literally the tyrant December, and now is, you know, blessed by December.
As you do.
Yeah. It has 14 health and in Arcanists can get Soul Stone Cash.
I have not looked at this model at all.
Yeah, it's a thick model.
At all. Should Bayou have this model?
It's their new versatile. I think it's better in December than it is in Bayou, but it's not by much. It's a very good model.
Ruthless and laugh off, why not?
Yep. And terrifying 12. Like, I've seen some people complaining that this is just better than the Malasaurus Rex. It has more health, almost as good stats, also has terrifying, has laugh off. It has a 3-4-5.
Eternal Hunger, target a marker. If a target is a corpse marker, this action receives a ram to its final dual total. Push this model 4 inches, target, then remove the target. Hateful Instinct. Okay, that's cute. Okay, Ice Pillar, that's cute. Heal, that's cute. Gain models when 2 gain injured. Injured sucks. Okay. Just straight up gain injured. That's quite good.
Yeah, it's bonus action, remove markers, and get bonuses depending on what you flip. It's very good. And yeah, has a 3-4-5 that's reach 2, has chill for giving out slow, onslaught, or terror for bite.
Unimpeded, definitely good.
Well. Like it's a pretty good model. I can see it replacing the Ice Golem sometime. Well, a good percentage of the time in Rasputina, because it's a big chonky boy that isn't armored. So now your opponents have to choose: do they take anti-armor or do they take just higher damage? I think into the
At least it doesn't have stealth.
Yeah. So one thing you can do is play Rasputina as your first master and Marcus as your second, and put wings, stealth, disguise.
Do you like, so what Weird did is they heard Doug talking so much about his flying dinosaur in Neverborn. They were like, why not do the same thing with December?
Exactly. You need a flying crocodile.
Oh man, that's quite good. I don't know how I feel about it, but it'll be entertaining to see.
Yeah. I think it's probably going to be slightly better than the Malasaurus version, but not by much. And I think it'll be fun out of keywordy sort of jank that you might take to a tournament that allows it just for the lols, but I don't think it'll be busted. Whereas he's just a very good model in Keyword for December.
I mean, that alone makes it where December wins, because so they got the Crocodile. Did Chimera get another model or no?
Chimera just got the two Swippity Swappin', which...
I mean, that's you know...
Yeah, it's fine. There are some Keywords that only got one model, like...
Chimera is kind of tough anyways, because depending on whether you take the Neverborn version or the Arcanist version, that can be challenging for balancing purposes.
Exactly, yeah. It's very difficult. Like, there's upgrades that are different. There's different beasts that you can mutate onto. It's... I understand why that one is a difficult one to balance, and they don't try and push the boat out sometimes.
All right, well, let's talk about some dapper folks with the Syndicate models that
yes, we'll cover those also next, yeah. Here. So who do we want to cover first?
I don't know. Let's look at this dapper gentleman, the Altus King here.
Yep. So
does typical Syndicate things, I'm guessing, something with scheme markers?
Does some things with scheme. Well, no, he doesn't actually do things with schemes. He does things with non-schemes, which is interesting.
Really?
Yeah. So he has, when he activates, the opponent discards a card, which is just good.
So imagine, if you will, somebody playing Anya 2,
yep.
who you only have 5 cards against because she has that stupid ability. Mm-hmm. And then you activate this douche over here, and then now you only have 4 cards, so have fun.
Yep, or playing in Damien, where if you do any action twice, you have to discard a card. If he shoots at you, you have to discard a card. And now
this is a versatile model as well.
Yeah, so this is versatile for Arcanists that has the Syndicate keyword. Yep. He has Price of Progress, so triggers are going to be easier, which is great. He has Arcane Shield, which synergizes with Price of Progress, because your first suit is free, because it's only a damage, it's not irreducible damage.
Twist Reality is pretty good.
It's a pretty good attack, yeah.
I want to know who thought it was okay to give this to another model.
yeah. Like, it's a stat 5 one, so it's a little more fair. Sure, you get to target the worst stat, but on average, 5's pretty... Like, 5-5 is a reasonable stat line, so he's probably attacking on stat, which is good, but not busted. He has delay to give out slow, give out distracted on a tome or reposition, so he's got a bit of movement. He can clear conditions, which is nice. Good bit of tech.
Yeah.
And then not an accident.
Yeah, not a bad.
Not an accident seems pretty interesting. You target a non-scheme marker, you push it 4 inches in any direction, and then it pulses out a def 12 jewel for 2 damage. And it has a trigger to poop out another one of those markers. This seems pretty good in Collect 2, where you want your decoys pushed into markers. Impactful locations. So you've now got a model that pushes them and can generate more.
I mean, I don't hate this in, I'm just going to say it again, Sandy.
Yep.
I don't hate it. Good. More pyre markers.
Yep. Mayfeng seems good. More scrap. Yep. He seems like a versatile model. He seems like a model that'll see a place in most keywords, which is pretty good. And he can give out concealing to a target. So you can give concealing to anyone, really. You can go, oh, look, my master, who I'm going to throw at someone like Karis, now has concealing, which is just pretty good.
Yeah, so, I mean, let's talk about, I guess, his creepy sister, Irina.
Yep.
Who has these, like, Wolverine tickly claws and... Does she have the... Oh, they messed up. I was going to say, did they give her Executioner Claws and they didn't?
No, I think that would be probably too good.
Probably.
So they also, both of these models have an inverse of the other's model. So this one has Forgettable. If this model has not yet suffered damage from an enemy action this turn, you have Neg Flips. Altus has, if he suffered damage from an enemy effect, he gains a Neg Flip for the rest of the turn. So they're also quite annoying to deal with. If you attack this one, it's going to be hard until you've hit her. And then Altus, you want to have that first hit really hard. Again, Price of Progress has armor and has Don't Mind Me. Don't Mind Me confuses me, but I'm not going to complain.
So I don't know if she's like just flipping people off with her claws and just being like, yeah, don't worry about me. I'm going to do what I want. Do what I want.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so she has Machete Claws, which is like... Cooper ones melee attack, you get to remove a terrain marker to gain a plus flip, and it's a 2/4/5. Has ignoring hard to kill and demise as one trigger, amazing. And then has cruelty once per turn, take this action again. So she has once per turn onslaught on a 2/4/5, which is pretty good. And it's reached.
Yeah, and have and you got to remember, price of progress makes this pretty good because you can just, I want this, I got it.
Yep. The other thing she has is Dazzling Flourish, which is gives out slow, but has execute. So this adds to the execute spam.
That's fair.
And then she also has Not an Accident to move things around. She can remove the target, so now that's more terrain removal. Or if you've got Altus within 6, you can take Dazzling Flourish. So you can move a marker, extending the range of your Dazzling Flourish to then force more slow on people. Sadly can't execute off that because it's an action generated by a trigger.
I mean, I think these, and obviously we'll talk about this more with whoever we bring on for the Explorers, but man, this seems good, not just for Arcanist, but Anya got a nice little buff here.
Yeah, I can see most Anya lists taking both of these, their other new model, and then a couple of things from pre these releases. Like, these models are amazing, and I think they will see a lot of play. Again, Arcanists also have Soulstone Cache. This model can be an armored one. Stone user.
I don't know. So do you think that this is just good versatile that a lot of masters are going to be bringing either or both sometimes?
I think it's good versatile, doesn't bust the game. Like, I think it's good. They are versatile. They're good options, but they're not the the starter set for Arcanists level of busted. It's not like you just buy this box, put it into your keyword, and it will increase your win rate by a couple percent.
Do you know why they made these Arcanist models?
From memory and the lore, they are, like, they associate with the Arcanists as well. They are Arcanists.
Okay.
But yeah, it does.
So it's kind of like Yannick being outcast and still being with them.
Yeah. It does allow, lead to a very weird thing where you're like, this is a Syndicate model that is being played in Tony, who is all about protecting workers' rights while working with someone who works for the keyword that violates workers' rights.
Yeah, you know, sometimes interests make weird bedfellows. I don't know. It's just something. All right, let's see here. So what else do we got here? We got Elemental done, Cedra done. Okay, we got to talk about this. I've seen this picture going around a bunch.
The Boilermaker?
With this boiler, the Boilermaker.
And it's the crossover. It takes us straight into Ten Thunders after this because it's also Mayfang.
Yep, so we got Wildfire and then Foundry. Yeah.
It's a model.
So it looks cool.
It is a very cool looking model. Cool. It's armored, it's immune to fire, it likes being lit on fire to drop scrap and pyres when it walks. It has a janky version of Ride the Rails that also allows it to ride the rails to pyre markers. So it works in carrots. Hmm.
That's cool.
And then has an 8-inch bubble of +1 damage from burning condition during the end phase, which is pretty cool. Has a perfectly reasonable attack, 2/4/6, gives the target burning for the built-in trigger, and then also has shove aside, good trigger.
Yeah, there's nothing crazy on this one. It seems fair.
It is a perfectly fair model. It has me tempted to play Mayfang in Ten Thunders, because currently my view on Mayfang and Ten Thunders is it's not as good because Neil doesn't get Soulstone Cash, but I have some spice that I'm tempted to try. Don't know how good it'll be, but it's tempting.
Go figure. We mentioned Mayfang and Lance wants to pipe up in the chat.
Exactly. That's not surprising.
he's like, I want to ignore all this Arcanist stuff. Ooh, Ten Thunders.
Ten Thunders. ESP.
You don't say. I think it is interesting giving does Wildfire have any armored models? I'm trying to think. I don't think they do. Maybe the Pyromancer or whatever his name is.
Yeah, maybe. I don't even think so, though. No, I think all of their damage reduction is reduce burning to take less damage, which is a very risky ability.
Did Wildfire get another model before?
No, Wildfire and Foundry only got this model, which I feel is a little bit mean. I've seen a lot of people complaining that this model is just for Karras and nothing else. In Arcanists, I don't think it's that much for Foundry. I don't think it pushes anything out that Foundry already wanted to run. Like,
yeah, well, and there's a lot of good mechs,
yeah,
and constructs in Arcanist to help Foundry more.
Exactly. Like Foundry, I would probably even prefer taking the Four Winds Golem in Foundry over this, because the Four Winds Golem has collision, and you can do some really heinous things with collision and Sparks' shielding explosions, because you can shoot your own Metal Gammon in the back, and it pulses from the damage of the attack, pulses the damage from the trigger, also then, like, it pulses like 3 or 4 damage off one attack, and you can do that twice, and it's built in. So, very good. And I don't think this beats out any tech picks that you would want into an opponent's keyword. However, in Thunders...
Yeah, let's go ahead and hop over to the old 10 Thunders then.
Mm-hmm. So, I guess we start with this model?
Yeah, well, definitely.
So, related to that, I think you could potentially play this and the story model together in Mei Feng. Because the story model for Ashes of Malifaux is a burning synergy model. So you now have a way to put out...
Is that the story of... What is that?
Suzaku.
Suzaku?
Yep. Yeah, so that has... You can reduce damage by up to 2 per burning you reduce.
I could see that. Oh, that is an 8-stone model. That's more than I thought it was going
to
be.
I mean, I'm quite happy it's 8. I'll get to that in a bit. But yeah, I think there's potential for a burning synergy style in Mei Feng.
I mean, up we go, throwing people into markers and whatnot.
Yeah, and has conflagration, has smolder as a melee trigger to make it a 3-4-5. Seems pretty good. I guess we'll jump over to the story of Suzaku, which has 2 of the 3 keywords that I played a whole bunch in Thunders, is Oni and Story.
Oni and Story.
Yeah.
Dude, I want to play Oni so bad. Like, I've been so close to playing Oni so many times because it's just a cool keyword.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and it's a very strong keyword as well. It has a core that is very obnoxious and very powerful.
And just, you know, there's so many good summons that it just summons. Like, you get the Jorogumo, you get the Paper Demons. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good stuff
there. I bad touched as a whole. With he was playing some of the new stuff to get 8 rats out turn 1, and I was playing Asami with this and Banyang, and I summoned an Obsidian Oni, charged it into the middle of his ball, hit his Rat King once, then walked away because I wanted to hit more people with my explosion, killed all 3 of his stolen, killed the Rat King, hit Ella, who's the new model for Bandit and Mercenary, his master, and Benny, all with the explosion, and just did that over and over again, and he gave up.
Good lord.
Yeah, it was pretty obnoxious. He did some obnoxious things too, but...
So what do you think about this new Suzaku model?
Seems very good. So, as I said, has reduced damage by burning. It has heated words. Enemy models treat friendly schemes within 6 of it as burning terrain. So you can get out more burning. I think that's very good. I think this model will be very good in Lin 1. Lin 2, it'll be fine. It's a quick model. Quick models are good. In Oni, it's not got a hell of a lot of support. It has Obsidian Oni can give out burning. And its bonus action, Wind-Up Bird, is friendly only, discard a flicker token from the target or end one condition for this model gain 2 burning. So that's how it fuels itself with burning. And I think this model will be good. I think it's a tech pick for Oni when you need a bit more speed. And then in Linley, I think it's Linley 1 definitely, Linley 2 possibly. An important fact about its cost, Linley, if you haven't looked at it, all of her expensive models are 8 cost, which means that in your face is very, very flexible for the keyword. When you only take 8 cost models or less, sure, it gives your opponent a lot of targets for it, but it means that almost anything in your list can go to their opponent's deployment zone when you take in your face and score it, which is really strong.
That's fair.
So it having cost 8 is just gravy.
Yeah, because I guess you're right, because even if I was to summon models, I think that scheme specifically says you hired, right? The highest point
that you hired
for the game.
So yeah, and you can also do it in Oni. I think Gwyneth is 9, so you'd need to drop Gwyneth, which hurts me internally.
And this is a sidetrack, but I think you'll appreciate it. I was playing Transmortis against Jesse at the content creators in the Northeast there. And since I was playing Transmortis, I didn't know the matchup in my head. I didn't think it through all the way. Mm-hmm. And I played the title Stargazer. And I quickly realized that all these story models don't have any types.
Yep.
So they're not a construct.
Yeah, figments of your imagination.
I'm just like, okay, so I got to have a scheme to do one thing to these models. Yeah. I was like, okay, fair enough.
I'm sad about this. Yeah, they're very good models. And this model adds some interesting stuff to a very strong keyword.
What do you want to go to next?
I guess the other model that is massively important for Asami, Banyang, a model with neither keyword. Doesn't have Oni keyword, but it is very impactful.
It's a monk, and it's Last Blossom.
Last Blossom and monk, which means...
This is a weird-looking model.
It's a weird-looking model. It's a very good model. Has a good defensive trigger to drop a shadow and base-to-base with itself and then teleport 6 inches. Not built in,
sure,
but good. It's also on defense and move, so it's a little harder to get around. You can't just go, I'm playing someone who targets movement, suck it. has Harnessed Chi and Enlightened like normal monks. The important thing is it has mirrored images. After a friendly scheme or shadow marker is dropped within 6 of him, you may discard a card or a chi to summon a Sunless Self, which is the other model in the box. This gives shadow marker generation, because they count as shadow markers, for 2 stones cheaper than Ototo.
That's fair.
Yeah. So this now makes Asami Monaco Ray bullshit cheaper.
Okay.
And this model's also pretty good. He also has a 6-inch aura of if an enemy model is killed within him, within that 6, he gets a chi. It was great against rats. Rats did not like that. And then he has a 2-4-5 that can be taken through Sunless Selves. So a little bit of flexibility. It's stat 5, but he has chi, so it's stat 7. With either Mutilate, Shadow Shell Game, which is place in base-to-base with a shadow, or Unworthy of Attention.
This model has a ton of text on it.
It has a massive amount of text. If you can get shadows out, Unworthy of Her Attention is amazing. Gives pass token and draw a card, which is very good.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah. And then has a 1-3-4 that also drops a shadow marker that can potentially become a 2-4-5, give staggered as well.
Oh, this dude's a henchman too.
Yep.
That's kind of gross.
And then Ninja Vanish.
I was looking at it and I'm like, oh, there's a lot of triggers and stuff. Maybe I'm like, oh, he's a henchman. Never mind. He gets what he wants.
Yeah. And in Shenlong, he can spend chi to get triggers with one of his upgrades. I think it's the Low River. He can spend chi to get suits. He's going to unlock a lot of very obnoxious things to do with Katashiro, which I think summoning Katashiro is one of the most obnoxious things you can do in Thunders right now.
And it's so bad.
Yeah.
Because and this is where bans are actually kind of nice, because it's annoying when you see like a random keyword and it's like, oh, I'll just bring Monaco Ray and get me some Paper Warriors. And just like, I really hate dealing with these stupid things.
Well, you can't ban Monaco Ray because she's a versatile, but you have to ban a thing that gives it. You ban in Last Blossom because that stops them from taking Ototo or ban you.
That's fair.
Which is very, it's fair. So I think he's very good and has potential to do some very, very obnoxious things purely because he's a good model that's also enabling a very strong way of playing.
Yeah, so what's this Sunless Self that comes with him?
They are the second time that Weird has made an unkillable model because they don't have health. You can't kill them. However, they die at the end of
what are they? Are they an explorer model? Like, what are they?
No, they're Thunders. Last Blossom Monk.
Oh, no health. That's cute.
They're insignificant, so they can't scheme.
Do they do don't anything?
Hold them up in combat. When they have mindless, so they don't get to do anything the turn they come in. And then when they activate, after their activation, they die and drop a shadow marker next to themselves. So they're very temporary models. They're, in the grand scheme of things, they're not good, but you get them free. And you can potentially
Just some free resources.
Yeah, they're a little summon that comes out. They're fine, but they enable the bullshit of summoning easier for Monaco Ray. They're fine. Like
Lance asked special. If they ever get hired.
I don't think so. I think you're much better just hiring Ben Ying and summoning two of them to fuel Monaco instead of hiring two of them for four stones or six if they're out of keyword. It's better to just spend nine and get a good model. And in Ten Thunders, related to Ban Ying, McCabe. McCabe has also now been given Shadow Marker Synergy. So I think McCabe's
okay, well, what do you want to talk about next there?
We could talk about McCabe's models. I think they're quite impactful. And they relate to Ban Ying as well. They're Explorer's models, but they are available for Thunders. Host Ducat's the less impactful one, but we can... So he's probably a good one to start with. These ones we have been showing for a while. Okay.
Oh, this guy.
Yeah. In keyword, he's an incorporeal model that can't flip the black. And he heals and drops shadow markers. Just good. I don't see
kind of all you need, right?
Yeah, I don't see him seeing as much play in Thunder's McCabe. I think he sees a lot of play in other things in Explorers. Like, ironically, Jedza. Jedza loves the idea of a 1-2-3 heal as a tactical action that they can't resist. But I think he's the less impactful of the two. He's just a good healer. Has a reasonable attack.
Well, because, you know, just damaging somebody for three just by healing them is pretty funny.
That they can't resist.
Yeah.
So I think he's the less impactful of the two. The other one's the alleyway.
Yeah, what's the other one? What in the crap is this thing?
It's a shadow monster. So it has concealing because it has Born from Shadows. Has combat finesse. So it's not fun to shoot at. It's not fun to melee. When it kills, it heals too. And if it would gain the fast condition, it may immediately end that condition to place within six of its current location, and it's on a large base. So it has a leap, ironically.
That seems pretty good with McCabe for sure.
Yeah, so its bonus action is remove a shadow marker. This model gains fast. So it literally has a leap.
Ah.
Yep. It can also be given upgrades, so it gains fast from that.
For
so
fast.
It can be a fast model with leap. It has a 3-3-4, which with a lightsaber is obnoxious.
So let me ask you this real quick, just for the way this interacts. Mm-hmm. So if you're playing this in McCabe,
yep.
You can get fast through the getting the upgrade. So you end the fast when you get it, and then you do a 6-inch leap. If you do that leap and then you're next to a shadow marker, can you then remove that to get fast again to place again?
You can either place again, or you can have a fast Min 3 beta with a lightsaber.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and if you hire Ban Ying, you can drop schemes that turn into Sunless Selves, and then turn 2, walk 10 inches, die, and now you have shadow markers and you're 10 inches away from your bubble.
This
seems problematic.
I haven't seen a model yet that I was like, okay, that's maybe too good. This is maybe too good.
Yeah, it also has cruelty, so it has once per turn onslaught.
Hmm.
Yep. Remember, this thing will also be in McCabe 2, so it's actually Death and Willpower functionally 6 with concealing, and you can't cheat against it in combat.
Yeah. Don't like that.
Yeah. And now you have Shadow Marker Synergy. McCabe can take Monaco Ray to summon Katashiro. Yeah, I think that's going to be strong.
So for McCabe, I don't like it because I think it's like really good in McCabe.
Yeah.
For Ivan, I kind of would like to see Ivan start doing better in some areas.
I think both of these...
So I'm happy for Ivan.
Yeah, I'm happy for Ivan. It seems to make very scary things happen in McCabe, especially Ten Thunders McCabe. I think in Explorers McCabe, like, you take the Alleyway Echo and it becomes your new beta and you're happy, but like you're still focusing on the botanist combos because botanists are amazing. But I think it gives a lot of power to Ten Thunders McCabe. Yeah,
because that was kind of the thing with McCabe, especially in Explorers, where it's like, okay, I got to worry about botanists, but now it's like, well, now I got to worry about this monster too.
Yeah.
like, where did McCabe explore and find this? Like, he should have left it there.
Apparently, it's like there's an alleyway that it exists in Malifaux that's all dark and scary and kills people, and that's what it is. It's a curse in an alleyway.
All right. Well, that's good for both keywords. I think it's probably just gross and McCabe.
Yeah, I agree. And specifically Thunder's McCabe. I think it's good, but not busted in Explorer's McCabe.
All right. Well, let's look at some cards that I'm not going to throw up when I look at them. So
the Key and Gong and Honeypot models.
Yeah, let's look at some Honeypot and Chi and Gong. Mm-hmm. What is this? Koto?
Koto?
K-O-T-O?
Yeah.
Playing a lute, it looks like.
Yeah. I think I can't remember the name of it, but it's a Japanese instrument. There's also the one that's kind of laying down that you strum as well. It's quite cool. Mm-hmm. It's an armor 2 model for 6 stones with 6 health. Pretty good. It's very tanky. It's clear that they realize that putting pass tokens in models is dangerous. So these models have favor token. They can gain a favor token or a brilliance token at the start phase, and you can spend it as if it was a pass token for abilities. Means you can't spend those pass tokens because pass tokens are too strong.
Good.
Yeah. And has rigged the deck too, which is good. It also has a 6-inch aura to give friendly models shielding if they discard a pass or a brilliance. Again, good, but the problem with discarding pass tokens for that is then you're not discarding them for pass tokens.
they didn't make this a puppet. Oh, they missed the mark there.
Yeah, that is fair. I think it should be a puppet, but yeah. It has drain life. Drain life's a perfectly fine attack. Stat 6. Has a trigger to end its activation and get +1 damage. So you've got a 3-5 for 6 stones. Mm-hmm. Which is good. Pushes people around. It's a fine model.
It seems fine. I'm not seeing anything that looks egregious.
No, I think it's a tanky model you can take when you need it to sit on a point and raid the vaults. The other model I think has a little bit.
What do you think about
one.
Sen then?
she has Serene Countenance and some synergy with Boring Conversation. She makes willpower jewels from tactical actions more difficult. Which is cool. She's rigged the deck 1. She also has the gain favor tokens. I think the impactful thing on her is she has a bonus action to draw 2 cards. They have to be of a combination no higher than 8 out of your discard. But in Yoko 2, that has the potential to draw you 2 cards, and then Yoko goes, discards those 2 cards, and grabs 2 13s. So it gives her a better refuel. Yeah,
which is really good.
Yeah, but she's a supporty model. She can pull people in. She can get people slow. She can get people distracted.
Yeah, a little bit more control elements there.
Yeah, I think King Gong and Honeypot got some pretty. They're okay models, but I'm not running out. Like they're not going to beat out like out of keyword beaters or in keyword beaters in other keywords.
And it's an interesting split because I don't see anything on those cards that makes one keyword like it more than the other. No. So I think, which is, it kind of fits those two groups though, because I feel like they just take models kind of like what they need for that scenario. Yeah.
I think Sen has a little bit more play in Lynch because Lynch's Boring Conversation model is far better.
Yeah.
Whereas Shoujo doesn't have any poison synergy in the Thunders faction almost at all. Which means that you're not getting a hell of a lot of power out of her, which sucks. So I think there's this slight lean towards Lynch, but not by much. And I think there are tech pieces that you might take when needed.
What is sometimes? So I'm like looking at. So I just looked at this, Zhang model.
Zhang, yeah,
because that's the last one I think that we have.
It's the versatile.
And I'm like, it's this versatile. I'm like, yeah, it's like this weird kind of cat looking thing. And then I look. And it's like on a 50 mil. I'm like, what kind of, this is like a huge, like.
It's a big old lion statue thing. Yeah.
I don't know. 10 stones. It must be the best model in the 10 Thunders book, right?
It is not. It's a fine model. Nothing wrong with it. I'm more looking forward to Banyang, but I think it's a perfectly good model. It has exploit vulnerability, which when it resolves an attack that damaged an enemy model, you can have another model interact in line of sight by discarding. It's the thing that Parker has, which is pretty good. Gives a bit of action compression, which is good. Opponents targeting it have to discard a card or else they target its move, which is 7, which is pretty good. Yeah.
That's not bad.
And it has warning growl, and so it has hard to wound, essentially.
It's got 3, 4, 5. I mean, pretty good. It has good triggers, mutilate and pouncing strike.
Yep.
Intimidating roar for some unpacks. Mm-hmm. Stalk prey seems fine. I'm not cute. That's the thing that the Chimera's got, and I'm kind of like, meh.
It's better on this because this model is supposed to get into combat, whereas the cats have a stat 5 melee attack. This has a stat 6.
Lance, why would you put an upgrade on this 10 stone model to make it 12 stones? He's like silent protector for challenge. And I'm just like, yeah, but 12 stones, man, this thing better be doing like rider, you know, doing the Lord's work type stuff.
Yeah, you put silent protector on the rabbit. That's what you put it on. Free model that it's very difficult to kill.
Yeah, if I got to get challenged by a rabbit that I'm at a double negative for one more time, I'm going to punch somebody.
I'm glad I'm in New Zealand then, because I'm sure I'll do it again.
You just kind of accept it. You're just like, yep, this just sucks.
That model sucks. Cool. I think Zhang's good. It has move 7 towards a person as a bonus, which is just good. And then has a trigger that needs a 5 of rams to get a free attack out of it. So,
what's a crew or a situation you would bring this model though?
I don't know. It screams this is good, but nothing special. I think it's I'm lacking a beta in a keyword or a list, and this is the one I've chosen. Like, it's a good model. It's just nothing special, which is a bit sad. The other versatiles for the other factions, I think, are far more impactful. But I think exploit vulnerability, taking that in a keyword that, say, only has one schema, seems okay.
Did we get all of the models, or are we missing some from another faction?
So the Ghost Caller is Yan Lo's one, which is in Rezzes, which you've already covered. Yep.
We did. So what do you think about that in 10 Thunders?
Seems like a good model. I don't know how to evaluate that model. I've heard a lot of people saying it's busted, and I'm like, seems fine. Seems like a good model. I think it's going to be amazing in Yan Lo 2, because you can just pass his upgrade around in circles and that's drawing you a card, which for free models, draw a card's pretty damn good.
Yeah, I mean, when we looked at it for Rezzers, I think Maniacal said it really well, where he was like, I don't think it's the most interesting group of models, but it's going to be really good for Yan Lo because you're just drawing cards off of it. So you kind of have your lights in the back that are just kind of passing it back and forth and just drawing you cards.
Yeah. Like turn one, you get 2 ghost lights out and then they just draw 2 cards every turn, which is good.
And Spirit Barrage is fantastic. So
yeah, good trigger.
That's just a good action to have.
Yeah, and has a bonus action heal 1, 2, 3. Good.
Yep.
I think
so. It's not the most exciting, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, it is the most. Yep, I'll take it. But you're not you're not going, wow, this is busted. But I've seen people saying that it's apparently busted, and I'm like, that's fine. It's a good model. I'll take it. But
yeah, I'd buy the box and play it in Yanlo. There's no reason not to.
Definitely, but it doesn't make me shit my pants like the alleyway echo does. The alleyway echo seems very strong and is making me think I should probably be playing my McCabe and Thunders as well. Already have all the models, so that's
So looking at both of these factions, we'll start with 10 Thunders because that's what we're talking about right now. How do you generally feel about the models that have been released? Do you think there's a lot of strong stuff? There's kind of just like some good middle of the road, or any disappointment? Like, what are some things that you're feeling as a 10 Thunder player?
I'm quite happy with Story's stuff. Oni feels like it got a little bit abandoned, but I don't think it's as terrible as some people have been saying. I've heard some people complaining that it does literally nothing, and I'm like, it's a good model. Like, The story of Suzaku is just a good model. It doesn't matter if it's got high synergy. It's just good. So I think I'm happy with that. The Honeypot Qi and Gong models, I'm kind of indifferent about. Like, they're fine, but I don't see myself running to buy them immediately, considering Yoko 2 has a very effective style, and they just don't fit it.
I tell you what, this, just looking at these models, has me really jonesing to go to my store right now and pick up McCabe and pick up Oni.
you got to add in story to that because they're an amazing keyword.
And story.
Add a keyword. Boom. Add a keyword stuff is amazing. Well, I mean, I have three keywords that I'm actually playing in 10 Thunders currently, and it is Oni, story, and Qi and Gong. And now I'll probably be adding Shenlong and McCabe to that list. Already have all of McCabe, which is helpful.
Yeah.
I think Banyang's very, very, very impactful for the Thunders as a faction. It gives Monk ways to take Katashiro summoning. It gives McCabe, because you'll take Banyang in that McCabe list probably. And it's making Asami, who was already wanting to summon Katashiro, cheaper. Two stones less. I'll take the discount. I've even run Ototo Monaco in Yoko, and I think this just makes it cheaper. I think he's going to be really impactful. I don't think he's individually a busted model. I think he's a perfectly reasonable model, but he is allowing something that's very obnoxious to be able to be played. And Zeng's fine. Zeng's fine. Like, no complaints.
So you talk a lot with the 10 Thunders crowd. Mm-hmm. Is there... So I know... Maybe a couple of keywords are disappointed, but in general, a lot of 10 Thunder people seem pretty happy about it.
It seems 50-50. Like, Oni, people are complaining. Meifeng, people are complaining. But I think overall it's fine. Like, I think... Like, also, the book can't have all busted models because we've seen what that does to the meta. And it's a bit scary. I'm quite happy with what Ashes have done. They all seem pretty reasonable.
Lance says he's shocked anyone would complain about May in Thunders.
Yeah, I'd agree, but they're complaining because they only got one model, and it's a model that seems like it's more for Karis than it is for her, which is reasonably accurate. I think it's still good in Karis and Meifeng, though.
I mean, it's kind of weird, right? Because it's almost like just a preference thing, because I know some people in, like, I'm playing Rezzers right now, so I was keeping more of an eye on that. Mm-hmm. And like Molly's stuff, I'm actually not too high on the models Molly got. Mm-hmm. The Strange Lady seems okay, but super expensive. Yep. And the Strangers, I'm like, why would I take this when I can take a Kurligan? That's kind of the world I'm living in.
Yeah.
And I played the Strangers today and I got punished. Like, I got punished so hard for bringing that stupid model.
Yeah. There's this.
So, you know, people are going to like stuff and hate other stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think the complaint of, the keyword I played didn't get two models, it only got one, is slightly reasonable, especially if that model is less impactful for your keyword than it is for the other keyword.
Yeah, you would hope if you got one, it would be like super awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Like the example of Cedra and Sightless Snow, technically Chimera only got one model because you can't play both of them. But they are not really complaining. They are very happy.
I see so going to Arcanist, I see a lot of good stuff here.
Yeah. Arcanist seems
like it's good.
I've also seen people complaining about Arcanists going, oh, we didn't get anything
really
cool. And I'm like, Shadowlark's amazing. The Altus twins are amazing. Cedra's amazing.
The twins are good.
Like, I don't see what people are complaining about. Arun's amazing.
Yep.
Again, if 50% of the models I am very keen to play and the rest are, oh yeah, they might see the table, I am happy. And Arcanist and Thunder seem pretty well like that.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see how all these new models kind of affect the current state of things.
Yeah.
Just because there's a lot of models, there's going to be a lot of interesting interactions between those models. And we're not going to probably see the, you know, it's going to take like a year or two to see how this fully flushes out in the game. Yeah.
Yeah, like I think this, the thing, we're going to see a lot of things happen with the obvious stuff. Like there'll be people playing them in keyword and we'll go, that's busted, and we know that. I think the out of keyword stuff is going to be surprising. Like that's why I'm so high on Banyang, is he has a lot of potential to do some pretty obnoxious things out of keyword. Whereas like Story of Suzaku or Shadowlark, it's clear that they're going to do good in their keyword and you're not going to take them out of keyword. But they're going to be good.
I just keep staring at this alleyway echo and I'm just like, my goodness.
Yeah, it's a very strong model. Yeah, they were like, oh, McCabe and Thunders doesn't have any Min 3 beta to give a lightsaber. We'll give him that and more.
Oh man. So, I mean, it sounds like you got kind of a good mix of it where you're just like, yeah, I think both factions got good stuff. There's some stuff that's not, you know, the best, but I think it's good enough to kind of keep them. I don't think either of these factions are going to fall to the bottom of the ranks because of this book. They got good stuff.
I don't think so either. Like Arcanists are, I think, at the top of the win percentages, which doesn't surprise me. They're very strong and they're very flexible. And I don't think that'll change with this release. I think there might be a little bit of shuffling at the top, but I don't think it'll be too massive. Malifaux also doesn't have really, really high win rates for stuff. Everything's quite tight around 50%. And I don't think this will push anything too aggressively in either direction.
So do you think that Arcanists are kind of more towards the top just because of general things? Or do you think because Damian 1's still really good? Like, what's your thoughts on that?
I think in general, Arcanists have a lot of good stuff. They lack some things, but like a lot of their models are reasonably tanky. They do reasonably large amounts of damage and have reasonable quick options. Like, I don't think there's anything screaming that they're missing. And even some of the things that they're missing, they gained a couple of things, like Arena Keen ignores Demise and Hard to Kill. And Demise was a thing that the Arcanist slightly struggled with. It's still on a melee attack, so it still requires her to be in close range. But we've now got more options. It's not just Loheath's 5-inch bubble on a very slow model, which is good.
Yeah. I mean, and that's a versatile, so I mean, you can't block that one.
Yeah, exactly. You can't ban it out. But yeah, like Arcanists just have good options, like, and they have very, very different keywords. Like Colette is very different to Damian, and Damian is the peak of damage dealing right now, and Colette is one of the peaks of scheming, and that allows for a lot of flexibility.
That is kind of one of the cool things about Arcanists is a lot of the masters do play very differently. So it really makes it hard to kind of get bored with Arcanists.
Yeah, it does. Like even comparing to like Outcasts, who their whole theme is they are a bunch of misfits. Most of them are very high damage dealing crews and potentially lack in scheming and speed. Or speed that's
even like scheming. Even like I'm playing Rezzers right now and I'm just kind of like, you know, undead feels like undead. I mean, it's like,
yeah. Yeah. Whereas jumping from Damian to Marcus to Mayfeng, it's very, very different to Colette. Yeah. Like that's four keywords that are all very, very different, but are all good. Like they're all highly viable keywords that do different things and you can just take them and go, yep, that was effective.
So I think the question then is, I know you've been playing 10 Thunders a lot, but are you thinking about moving back to some Arcanist stuff now that this is coming out?
I've committed to at least this year as Thunders. Whether I switch back to Arcanists at the end of the year or if I eventually convince myself to go back to Explorers, we'll see. But currently I'm trying to be at least a little bit reserved and controlled and not just jump around like a madman.
Good for you.
It helps my results in the World Series, so...
That's true, because that is the thing. When you stick out just like a keyword in a faction, you just get those reps and you just grind them out.
Yeah. Well, like last year, I made it into the top 16. If we go on the rankings due to diff, I technically came ninth, but there was only literally one round that happened, and I lost by 1 point, so was up to the top. That was purely because I stuck with one keyword, one faction, got my reps in, and actually was able to get good. Whereas the year before, I jumped around a little and just missed out on the top 16.
Yeah, I'm going to probably give a little bit more time to flushing out the rest of this Rezzer stuff. And then I'm probably going back to Sandeep. So Sandeep, Colette, and what else am I playing? Something else in there. Mm-hmm. Hoffman, whatever I feel like.
Something that runs Cedra.
Yes, for sure. Let's run that in Sandeep. Just run it.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems reasonable.
I mean, he's a flexible dude. It's like you bring enough for your stick and then you bring one or two out of keyword and Sandeep runs pretty well. I do got to give more time to Sandeep 1 though, because I do think there's probably something there I'm missing. I just got to try it out a bunch.
I think he has the potential to run boxes okay. because then the boxes become like plus flips because you've summoned Gammon, which seems pretty good because they need elemental minions to get a plus flip built in on their attack, and that seems okay. They hit him really hard, and he has not recovered particularly well.
Well, I also wonder if Arun is going to help out Sandeep 1, so I'm kind of curious to try that out as well.
I think there's the potential that you take both Kandara and Arun. You take those two. You take probably one of the two, either a Shastavidia or an Elemental Boxer, depending on what points you've got left, and then something that allows you to summon Golems. Probably also the Four Winds, because the Four Winds seems like an auto-include model.
Yeah, you just never leave that home. It's too good.
Yeah. I think the keyword has the problem of it has a lot of very expensive models, and you just run into that.
I'll stick by my double Golem list and slap whatever else I can in it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It seems good. It just does hurt when you put down your seven models and you're like, oh, this is hard in a GG that requires movement and interaction.
Seven? I've ran six plenty of times.
Yep, I can see that. Helps that he has a significant totem.
Anything else you want to plug or chat about real quick before we get out of here, Brody?
I guess just plug the New Zealand podcast that's going on, Pack Tactics. I'm not part of it, but I'll probably end up on there at some point. But they're good guys and deserve a listen. They focus on very much the competitive.
They have any episodes out yet?
I think there's six or seven of them. They did a couple on the World Series top 16, following through that and doing commentary on that, and then they followed their tournament for the start of the year. And I suspect they'll do one on the tournament going on. Don't hassle the Hoff, just the current tournament going on.
Nice.
Yeah, they name all the tournaments after what the faction of the person who won the previous one. So Arcanist won. So they're all going to be Arcanist named.
Nice. All right. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up there. Make sure that you guys get these cool models as they come out. I mean, the sculpts look insane. The rules are fun. And we'll see how it all shakes up. But until next time, make sure that you guys are all flipping cards and flipping tables. And we will see you all